haven't hit record for any of the myriad K-pop talk or whatever else. Now I'm hitting record. Or it's been hit. I've done hit it.
I know we two distant strangers. I know you don't speak my language. I can hear it coming from where you are. Loving the way you wanna talk.
Touch me, tease me, fill me up. Touch me, tease me, fill me up.
Okay, let me turn the fucking thing up. Hit that R button.
Not the hard R button. Every time I say hard R, I think it's the line of
the R word. Oh wait,
yeah, no. the line of tech tips thing where he was just like, we used to say the hard R all the time, and the guy had to be like, do you know that in North America that means something very different than what you're saying right now? Which should have been, like, foreshadowing for, like, just all the shit he's gotten into. Because, like, he's just such an out-of-touch little dweeb man that got way too much money way too fast and never should have had it.
Yeah. So. I love when people from other countries get caught up in an N-word scandal or whatever.
Well, he didn't even say it. He just... I think his most recent scandal was that it was that thing where he, like, reviewed a product and was like, it's dog shit and stupid and I hate it and it shouldn't exist. And then he, like, sold it as an auction at, like, a con or something. And then people found out that he just, like, or, like, in the video he reviewed it in, he, like, refused to, like, install it properly. Like, he refused to. And they're like, well, like, so your review's extremely flawed. Also, they asked you for that prototype back, and you sold it for money. And he just, and he, like, wouldn't, it took him, like, forever to be like, okay, maybe I did something wrong. He just kept, like, tripling down on how not wrong he was.
That's what that was all about. Okay.
Hi, everybody.
I'm choking on a honey roasted peanut.
Honey bun.
Seen this bad girl at the store, she like a honey bun. She brown skin bad, man, she like a honey bun. So I had to hit her with the, where you from? I might have to DM, she a honey bun.
Had to hit her up, sweet honey iced tea.
Had to hit her up, sweet honey iced tea.
Wow, Selena Gomez is still in the top 50 streamed artists. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Who is Anuel AA?
Yeah, I know who one of the two people you've just mentioned are. Selena Gomez single?
I don't know. Wait, isn't Selena canceled?
What did she do? What did she do?
Yo, I thought Selena Gomez was straight up like...
I don't care
like
anymore, man. I am...
Zionist.
Okay, god damn it.
But that's like the main unforgivable right now is Zionism. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's been plenty of people where I'm just like,
they
have something stupid to say about the Federal Reserve. I don't give a shit.
I thought you were just going to be like, she like got mad at a waitress. I'm going to duck go Selena Gomez Zionist and see if anything comes up.
I think she just did a whole lot of them.
What are we here for?
Who's Bern Gorman? Well, real quick, Bern Gorman. That's a guy. Right.
Your phone's ringing. You wake up because your phone is ringing and you answer it and you don't even know who you're answering. And the first thing you hear is like, Bern Gorman is a real person, right? If that happened to me, I would swear God that I was dead, that I had died.
That's like the first thing that happens to you when you get Squid Game. You're
like, Bern Gorman? That's not a fucking... That's like... Actually, in a world where Rip Torn is a real man, I will maybe give you.
No, dude, it's this dude. It's the fucking it's the guy. It's the it's the shitty boy.
No, he's real. He's real.
Look at him. It's the guy from Game of Thrones that sucks. It's one of the guys from Game of Thrones who sucks.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Bern Gorman. Oh God. Yeah, we're here to say goodbye. We're here to put Demi Kids in the dirt.
Put it in a shirt. Put him in the dirt like work or something. You get on my nerves, so fuck.
I showered like the last work shift of the year off of me and my brain's just like, you know what I mean? Like, ever since then, it's just been going haywire. So, are you on a 3-day, y'all? You 3-day weekend in it?
I'm not working tomorrow, and we're closed Monday. So,
hell yeah, cool. holidays. First official time that we're all holidaying because we no longer. Mm-hmm. This is straight up like the first recording session, I think. Like we went straight from, mm-hmm. well, I mean, hey, there's been like some years in between a bunch of stuff. But as far as anyone listening to this is concerned, we've gone straight from like literally being within 2 feet of each other at least 8 hours a day for 6 days a week, I feel like, to now you went back from whence we came, and now we're like 900 miles apart.
I don't even want to talk about that right now.
This Game Boy Advance game has kind of been like, I think it's just kind of time to no longer be focused on a Game Boy Advance game. So we're
thing with Game Boy Advance game is that all my screen caps were also in the same folder that I screen captured a lot of my like schoolwork in that I had to do. And it really sucked having to look at those because technically I didn't, I'm two courses away from finishing that because I just fully tapped out on it because I kept trying to do it while I was like, I was literally like getting chemo injected into my body, like trying to do schoolwork. And like, I don't know, it all just fell apart in the way that it does. So I was anytime I had to go in there to get the video to convert it to audio for like the stuff, I'd be like, not fun.
Yeah, like season one was a mess, but I don't know if it came across, but there was a version of this where we're gonna do a lot of the like, you know, like the delayed gratification, and we're gonna go through all the like, we're gonna keep like pulling the rug out and just doing like the weird games that like might not have all this prestige, but I think the last 2 years has pretty much killed my enthusiasm for the version of this podcast in which we're like suffering through like the card games, you know what I mean? Like before we even play one single Persona game, that was a good idea when we were a lot younger and before the world got hit with a global pandemic. But I think it's maybe time to enter a different era. I thought about it and I was like, I don't really have any parting words for.
I think for a Game Boy Advance game, I mean, it's up there. It's, you know, I haven't played a ton of Game Boy Advance games, but I feel like anytime I go revisit one, because like I know when we started this, I also was like, I'm gonna like download some other Game Boy Advance games I've never played and like just piddle around. And I was like, okay, there's like a lot. There was a lot more here, you know, than I gave it credit for. Because I didn't have a Game Boy Advance in the way that like all my friends had a Game Boy Advance, you know, like by that.
I had that fucking Atomic Purple joint.
I was kind of too old. It's not the right like phrase, but I was definitely at the point where like I would never be able to get games for it if I got one. Like I would literally have one game a year because of like Christmas, you know, like I'd hit an age where my dad wasn't just going to like pay for that sort of thing. And I guess that was around the time I really got into like model building, which I guess he deemed kind of a more useful, like learnable skill sort of thing. So he was like happy to kind of like help me invest in that. But I think like if my whole thing was video games, he wasn't gonna. So I didn't have one. My friend ended up getting like three by the end of the whole generation. And they were like, here, you can just have one of these. And I was like, thanks. How altruistic of you, someone with three Game Boy Advance. So I played like some games, but I didn't play a lot. So like going back to them, they're... That platform was capable of a lot more than I guess I ever gave it credit for. So I think that Demigods is at least a pretty like deep sounds like a deep game sounds like an accolade it doesn't deserve, but definitely like, I don't know, pretty solid.
There's enough like while I was watching myself play it, I was still like, oh, there's more to it here. And I mean, they did shit that no one else did, I feel like, at least in the sense of like they killed our friends, which is like,
But did they though?
Well, I mean, they did. Like, you know, like there's no one in a Pokemon game gets fucking killed.
Well, that's because your Pokemon don't even die; they just faint.
Yeah. So I mean, like, you know, like they killed our BFF for a minute, which I feel like at least deserves a little bit of a like. I know that like maybe by the end of the game we maybe settled on like this obviously could have never been played by kids, maybe even aesthetically once you get towards the end of it. But I think the whole Demi kids, the idea of it as a franchise that never really made it to being a franchise, or like, you know, there's like multiple anime series that ran on the equivalent of children's networks, like, you know, it's supposed to be for children, so I feel like
by children for children
that deserves at least a little bit of like, okay, yeah, they did, like, they made ostensibly a child version of myself grapple with like, oh my god,
this quest that
we've been on straight up killed my friends.
Well, I haven't played a lot of games in the SMT franchise, and most of them have been specifically for the show, but I feel like through osmosis I've learned that that entire franchise is very much about throwing stuff at a wall, I guess. Like, it's the most successful franchise at, like, just doing whatever fucking dumb shit they want to do and, like, getting, notoriety for it.
Yeah, I should have looked this up before. Real quick, live Googling. When did Animorphs? Because I was like, because there's an Animorphs Game Boy Advance game. I played it. It sucks. Wow. It's terrible.
I thought
there's
Animorphs
another...
was like peak Game Boy, like, color era.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, I think it's a Game Boy Color game, yeah, and then there's a Game Boy Advance version, or there's a sequel that's a Game Boy Advance game.
Because a Game Boy Advance is like a platform that is very much a lot more capable than you might remember. Because, like, I feel like a lot of the DS's library was basically just Game Boy Advance level games, but like you had the two screens. Obviously, the DS could do 3D, but like, shit, man.
Yeah, but it would be easy to take an uncharitable screen cap from Demi Kids and be like, look how fucking goofy this shit. But I mean, yeah, no, I mean, you got like, dude, Sonic Adventure, Advance Wars, Metroid Fusion, like that system had some muscle, I think, for sure. And there were parts of this game that I think it pulled out some cool shit a couple times. That I remember. Like, I mean, the final boss stuff was fun. The final boss was really fun. That was, like, the only real... I feel like that's the only real encounter that I remember.
Just in case, I don't want to assume that anyone that's listening to this now, in the future, whenever, who knows, time chains or no, actually, like, listen to Season 2... or knows anything about the game. Maybe you're just here, if so, hi. But for context, the final boss is like kind of a typical JRPG final boss in that it has multiple forms and like stages. But since the Game Boy Advance is a fairly capable handheld for its time, there was at least a lot of like cool imagery happening to go with that. There's a lot of like sensory information to go with what you're actually doing, which is fighting turn-based style. So yeah, Game Boy Advance is 32-bit. You know, I think maybe 32-bit doesn't get enough credit. Damn, that bitch was $99. Wow, what a time.
We had a good
God, nothing's like that no more. They don't make them like that, you hear me? Actually, they do. You can go buy like those like emulator handheld consoles for around that much, and they're like apparently really good and cool, so I'd like to get one of those.
Yeah, they're like people are pretty into the Retroid Pocket shit.
Yeah, there's a few different ones that are like, yeah, they're well built and they run very well enough to the point that you can run like PS1 games on a lot of them.
I got a Steam Deck, so I don't have
or
to think
PS2
about those.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I guess the Steam Deck's pretty low.
Because otherwise I would have straight up ended up with like multiple drawers full of those little these little MFs for sure.
Well, you're already ending up with multiple drawers of PSP models, so.
And I got rid of them, bam. Got rid of all of them, traded them all in for K-pop light sticks, yeah. But we're getting to that. Later. I really wanted to do some of the end game content because there is like an end game extra dungeon and new game plus stuff. I did not want to really do new game plus stuff, and as a bit of a spoiler for future stuff, also I think maybe the completionist aspect of these types of things, I feel like, is something that should be left to other people, because I don't like doing it anymore. I really used to. That used to be the way I loved to play my games. But this year, and this is another thing we'll touch on a little bit, like, not only do I not like it anymore, like, it makes me break out in hives thinking about platinuming a game,
yeah,
or whatever.
Maybe if the Patreon gets like boosted, maybe if we get like that good, that big money rolling in, we can like subcontract Sorry Enough Fox from the Zero Brightness Discord to platinum Demi Kids for. Because I don't want to do it, man. I think there's something to be said for like having fun going back and like revisiting it and maybe trying to find some of that stuff. But
yeah, I feel like I feel like ended on like, oh hey, it ends and we're in this like this crazy like meat dungeon thing, and just like
I'm in a meat dungeon every day of my life, baby. What do I need a game for?
But like obviously that's not gonna go anywhere. We're not coming back. There's not gonna be. This is done. We're not coming back to this. I've deleted all of this stuff from my. It's gone.
I still have all
the data's
mine.
All gone.
I will
gone.
Say that. I do We're not still coming have, back. As far as I know, I've got everything. So if we ever want to be like, Demi Kids, for what it's worth, everyone, we can at least reload my save, I think. So.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Jin, Akira, Amy, everyone else, like. Good riddance.
Sometimes
like, it's
you
been
gotta
fun.
Just burn the past, I guess. There's when enough happens, you just have to move forward.
That's in the past, so I guess this would be the point where this coming year, because this is, if you're listening to this in real time, it is Bobby Kotick Resignation Day. So this is the last
to all
the last
celebrate.
Business day. Yeah, the last business day of what I'm gonna start calling the last business day of the year is Bobby Kotick Resignation Day from now on. So mark
the
your
end
calendars.
Of Q4 is officially
yeah,
known.
Bobby Kotick Resignation Day.
Yeah. Okay.
So fuck that dude. He's just as dead to me as Demi Kids is.
Whoa, okay, look. Okay, he's Demi Kids didn't like do anything.
I'm sorry, Demi Kids. I'm sorry.
Demi Kids never like diddled children or like made a woman kill herself. So
true.
Yeah, that's right.
Demi Kids isn't going.
Air.
Yeah, Demi Kids is not going to Christian hell. Bobby Kotick is. But so I guess this year, 2024. I know like we're big on overcommitting. Two things. That we are doing this year. I guess the first one, we're playing Persona. We're just playing Persona. We're dropping the
it's
fucking...
It's the year of Persona, baby.
It's Atlas has decided it's the year of Persona. We're dropping our goofy bullshit. We're not playing Demi Kids Red Book. We're playing Persona, okay? Yeah. We're gonna do the thing that people probably want. We're playing Persona. All
but
right,
I got a whole local server going
be.
For the Persona MMO that never came out.
God. What if Shin Megami Tensei's Marvel's What If? That's the next season. That's season 3. And then the other thing, you can if you want to take this one, the other thing
that we're doing. I mean, I don't know if I have to take it. I mean, I guess I have to take it because I'm the person who owns the game on Steam.
Well, you came up with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was literally because I was, to take you back to, like, set the stage here, I'm pretty sure I was just fucked up. Man, I was like, what if every 4th of the month we stream Persona 4? And then I think we somehow just, I think like without even really acknowledging it, like 4 months, 5 months later, we were like, we're doing that, right?
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah.
So I guess we're doing that. Yeah. There's not much else to say. That's literally what we're doing. The logistics of it, I don't know.
We'll figure it out. I feel like episode one, probably we're going to be in the Discord. So I feel like, because it'll be easier.
What the schedule will be exactly, the time, the duration, where it'll be.
If we're committing to finishing the game by the end of the year.
Yeah, and that was the other thing too. It's just like, yeah, if you only do it once a month, how, like, where does that leave you? And
obviously
it would take you years and years and probably decades if you did it at that rate, but.
Or maybe not. But what we are committing to is playing, streaming Persona 4.
Yeah. Because I think maybe part of that joke was sort of a like trauma response of like, it has to be easy. There has to be something that we can do that is that isn't like going to definitely inadvertently cost something due to like unseen forces. So in theory, just playing a game live surely will not be met with like myriad tragedy, right? Right? Nothing bad could happen, right? So
one would hope.
Hopefully.
I've also cut down my Monarch playthrough. I'm pretty much done with the first pass through of that, and then that will be turned into all 60 hours.
Damn.
Of that game. 60 hours. Shit. 60 hours of that game. It's probably gonna be like four episodes of content because man. There's a lot of I have not grinded that much. Like, I actually don't know if I've ever grinded that much. I mean, for real, like back to being like Final Fantasy VII, I'm in the Guelnica under the sea or whatever, just bashing motherfuckers for hours on end. Like, the amount of grinding that Monarch makes you do, and I might just be a colossal dumbass, but I've done a lot of Googling and Reddit searching, and I don't think that's the case. I think they set out to make it a little old school in that way, and they succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's good that they did, but they did succeed in making it old school in that way. And I spent a lot of time on one specific map grinding a thing, and that's thing for another time. But like I said, yeah, that's 60 hours of my life that will be like probably 4 hours of content, so that's fun.
Well, call me a pleb gamer if you want, but I think that if a video game of the JRPG variety keeps, if you're not at like the level you need to be simply by facing every fight that's presented to you, it's bad. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like, I couldn't even grind. You can't even grind in that game in a way that feels more organic. Like, at least I feel like, and I think it's probably just because I'm the age that I am, but something about my brain is willing to accept the situation of like, I can't fight the big guy in this arena. I'll just run around in the grass outside until I'm beefy enough to do so. For some reason, I'm still sometimes pretty cool with that, but the way that they make it, you set it up in Monarch, is like the only way you can kind of do random encounters is by opening your phone in the game and dialing a number to get to a server to then like initiate a random encounter.
That sounds really cute and also really annoying.
Yeah, it was really cute the first couple times I did it, and then when I realized that they were going to make me do it hundreds of times, became not so cute. So I don't know, Monarch 2, maybe they'll fix that. We'll see.
Wait, are they really making a second one?
I don't know. I hope not, because I'll have to play it because I played the first one. God, oh man, I hope they don't. I'll have to, and then I'll probably end up buying a plushie of the little Morgana stand-in also, because I'm not strong enough anymore to resist that type of thing. Anyway, if we keep talking about this, I'm going to order a fucking plushie of the gotta move along.
Persona.
I thought it would be like, I don't want to do a whole ass game of the year thing, because I've listened to my fair share of those things. I'm sure everyone has. You've been ostensibly been hearing from us all year, but you haven't really been hearing from like 2023 us. You've been hearing from like 2021 us.
Yeah, I know. That's
so what a concept. So this is a little So this is kind of just a little 2023 corner for us to get some current day shit in before the new stuff starts, so we don't quite feel like we've just straight up been pumping our ghost into the radio waves for a year straight. And you know, like, no one's been actually, like, people have only been seeing our reflection in that sense. Mm. So, like, not doing a whole ass thing, because, I mean, even, like, we have the same game of the year, I'm pretty sure, anyway. So there's not
I'm not even good at, I don't know, giving you a game of the year. I just played some games.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think, well, I'll just say my favorite game of this year, absolutely, because it's the only game that I actually managed to finish, was Resident Evil 4 Remake. And not only is it the only game that I finished it a bunch of times. And I don't know, like, what else can I say about it other than it's definitely the most perfect game that's ever been made, and they made it twice. So
the game's so nice they made it twice.
They made it twice. Yeah, I mean, I could just straight up gush for a half hour. It's perfect. It's, if you want to talk about a game that puts you in a flow state, you know, just and keeps you there. If you want to just, it's just perfectly paced. Everything about it, the dressing of it, the characters, the setting, it's top to bottom. Everything about it, absolutely perfect. Slots right into my brain, like the one puzzle piece. Can't say enough good things about it.
It might be the only game I bought, like, at launch this year. It seems like every year I kind of prove the, like, claim that I only really buy 1 to 2 games at launch per year, and even that may be a stretch, and I think that was the one that I bought. And even then, half of it was just, like, excitement to play it, and the other half was because I knew that I would be, like, contracted to talk about it on Zero Brightness at some point, so I had to at least, like, be on time. So that was my one. I mean, it rocked. I'm not even like a, I think maybe at some point in my life I've been something of a Resident Evil 4 detractor, and not even in like the typical ways people would be, but like, I don't know. I was just like, it's fine. Thumbs up on Resident Evil 4. But the remake is a Siskel and Ebert ass. That's a two thumbs up for real. What a banger. I think I beat it through 3 times. And now I've got all these like disparate playthroughs that are all like built for like different challenges that I was trying to knock out. Because I had all my like Resident Evil 8 stuff I was doing that then kind of got, you know, sidebarred due to all the obvious things that kind of derailed my life at that time. Mm-hmm. And like Resident Evil 4 was something that I was like, no, I'm gonna do all that, but for this one now, and not actually finish Resident Evil 8 like completionism. And I never did, but it's fine. The journey is the destination. So I've got like 7 or 8 saves cooking in Resident Evil 4. And, you know, maybe I'll get back to it. Maybe I won't. But that's fine. I don't know. I feel like after Resident Evil 4, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if anything was really like, I gotta have it. I gotta get this. I think maybe Armored Core was it. And then by the time Armored Core came out, I was yet again in another transitional state of misery. So I still haven't played Armored Core.
Yeah, and everything else that I've bought, I've got Armored Core. There's been a lot of shit this year that I've been super excited about, and I will invariably get it on launch or pretty soon after, and then get like, I don't know, 70% in. And then I'm done. I don't know. I just check out, like, basically everything. Pokemon Arceus. I did finish Violet in spite of it being, like, really hitchy and awkward and whatever. I finished it. It was, it's good. I liked it. It was maybe, like...
I haven't played a Pokemon, at least, well... So I played Y. I think I had Y. And I played that some. I didn't beat it. And then I didn't play a Pokemon, like, ever again, really. So, I don't know. I was very excited to jump into Scarlet Violet. And I did. And I did. It was so... I had a lot of fun playing. I had
Scarlet. It was... I really had a fun time with it. I did... Oh, wait, yeah, I did... Okay, so I did finish the base game of it. Like, I beat the Elite Four. So I guess technically I did also finish Pokemon Violet, but I didn't do all the, like, extra stuff, and I definitely am not dipping back into that DLC. Sorry.
I was on my way through the extra stuff, and then the tragedy struck, gamers. I got robbed.
Yeah, I forgot.
And, you know, I guess I should thank my lucky stars that I didn't lose everything, that I found some of it in a trash can. Down the street.
That's crazy. Honestly.
Which is, like, you know, shouts out to me and my detective abilities of being like, wait, I recognize this scrap of paper that's been in my car for 4 fucking months. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this. I know what this is. I know what that is. And I was like, wait, is it in a trash can? And I did. I found some of it in a trash can. But I guess the Switch was just a too easy of a thing to, I don't know, maybe it's really easy to, like, factory reset a Switch. I don't know, but they kept the Switch. They ran with that motherfucker. So I lost the Switch. So, and to be clear, I lost the Switch and then, like, all the physical carts that were in the case. So, like, I don't know. At some point you feel so defeated by life that you don't bother trying to rebuild a specific part of it. In this case, my Switch and my save that I'm not even sure that I had backed up, even though I think I was subscribed to, maybe, I don't even know. See, and that's, this will just be a good rant for, like, Nintendo's inability to make, like, a decent online service. Like, Steam is just a free store and it keeps all my saves. And I have saves from games from 2011 that are still in that fucking cloud. And I'll reinstall a game that I haven't played since I bought it then, and my save's there. And that, it's so easy.
Yeah, but man, having the Steam cloud for Persona 4, like, saves is, like, the thing I'm most excited about this coming year, like, for content.
Like, that's, I don't, like, get it together, man. I think you can protect the, like, innocence of a child while still, like, giving me decent cloud services. Like, fuck off. So, I don't know. And, like, if I just had $300 in my pocket, I hate to say that I wouldn't just go replace the Switch. So, you know.
Well, we're almost at Switch 2, so.
Yeah, at that point, I'd be like, let me get a Switch 1 for cheap. That's just how I am, but.
But the new Pokemon games are going to be Switch 2 exclusive. I mean, who knows? Who knows? I don't even, why would I speak such evil into existence.
Who knows what Nintendo's doing? Splatoon 4, probably, at least.
So those are the two games that I finished. Everything else, because I have Armored Core 6, Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, like, all of these games I have. The new Fire Emblem, all of them 73% complete. I don't know how long they're all going to sit there, but I get that far and then something happens, or either something happens that throws me off of it, or with Fire Emblem, I simply have had my fill and no longer
those
good.
Those games are just long in general. So,
man, I was so ready to, because everyone was so down on it, and just, I was just 40 hours of Fire Emblem Engage, like, everyone's wrong. I'm going to prove it. This game rocks.
I think I knew the exact
then,
feeling.
Man.
Chasing
that. Ooh, man, the back quarter of that shit. Man, those maps are terrible. Oh, God, they're so big. Man, like, tile games with maps that are too big. Oh my God, dude. Like when you are like, cause that's been the last year and a half or so of my life has been mostly like I've reverted to tile games. And man, when the tiles are, when the tile map is big as hell and you only have like two or three squares of movement, it feels so easy to optimize and it just feels so personally insulting when they don't. And you get to the end of the game and those maps are so fucking big, dude, and there's nothing in them. And there's no people to fight and you just spend multiple turns just, ooh, got me heated. Yeah. Ending of Fire Emblem Engage gets really, really frustrating, but it's fun for a little while. It's never going to go on sale either, so I can't even be like, hey, just wait till it's $20, because it's not, because it's a fucking Nintendo game. Well, I said everything I wanted to say about 2023 gaming, so I think that be the end.
What else did I play? I played stuff for Zero Brightness, which if you're here, you probably already know what that is. I did a lot. Maybe not a lot. I did some stuff for that. There's some games in there.
Decarnation's on my list now, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
Good game. But great game. We recorded an episode for that. Oh, we did Parasite Eve a week ago, which is, you know, that's always been like a childhood staple for me. So I'm shocked that program took like 4 years of existing to cover it. But lucky me, I guess.
Same. Great game.
I also have I'm now at 318 hours in Deep Rock Galactic, and that's just over 12 months of playing that game. So shouts out to Deep Rock Galactic.
I just downloaded that and played a little bit the other day, and I might I don't know. I get it.
It's lost in dice what Ancient Honor won, they say. They say that because you can hit the fuzzy dice on the drop pod whenever you go into it. Just letting y'all know. Just a little bit of immersion for you.
Well, that's gaming. I feel like media-wise, I haven't really... I don't know. I don't really remember much of what else came out this year.
I think the thing I should have said like at the top of this is that like my concept of time is already like a little skewed just because like my brain chemistry is like irrevocably altered from the chemotherapy, but it's like worse this year, like significantly worse. So I don't know.
Yeah, but most of the shit that I think came out this year actually came out in 2022. And I don't know, like when it, like, you know, the only movies that I went to see in a theater this year, I think the only actual quote unquote new movie I saw in a theater this year was Barbie.
Oh, true. I saw Godzilla. That's it. That's all I saw. That's it.
Hell yeah.
Was Dune this year? Was that last year?
No.
That the end of last year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I've seen a bunch of, you know, we went to see the A24 re-release of the Talking Heads concert movie. That was fun. I didn't
do that.
I didn't go to see Taylor Swift Eras or Beyonce Renaissance in theaters. However, I did go see, what is the full, there's like two colons in the thing. NCT to the World in cinemas.
Why would I know that?
Which was two straight hours of all 20 of my new boyfriends just singing all of my new favorite songs directly to me and nobody else, which was incredible. An incredible time. You probably can't go see it by the time this is out because, you know. I mean, you could probably fly to Korea and go see it. I don't know if it's still doing its cinema run in the U.S. But, hey, you know.
You could pirate it, though, probably.
Hey, if you want to see Taeyong Tail, Do Young Tin, Jaeun, Mark, Yuta, Win Win, Hei Chan, Rinjin, Gino, Jamin, Chinla, Jisung, Johnny, Jung Woo, Kun, Xiaojun, Hendry, and Yang Yang do all the shit, you can just go to the internet.
I know all those people. They're all my best friends.
And here I was being like, I don't know, man, like 50-50 is good for me because there's four of them. I don't know about all these K-pop groups with like seven people in them.
Hashtag four of them.
And now I know. a 20 person conglomerate of boy bands, as it were. I got it really into K-pop this year. That's my thing.
It kind of happened
on
it,
accident. It started like basically I don't know, weird. It kind of like started as soon as Justin was no longer around. There was like a big hole that I needed to fill.
It was happening.
It started.
I remember there being like a slow like uptick of K-pop.
The wall cracked. Because
I remember being I don't care about this shit. Why do you keep talking? Like, I don't know.
I got into one thing. Like, everyone remembers Cupid. It happened over the summer. Fucking like, you've seen a video in which I gave a second chance to Cupid and the one that defeated me stupid. Like, that's been in the background of at least a dozen things that you've seen. That kind of was the thing that started all of this, and I was like, look, I make fun of K-pop being silly. I liked I liked Gangnam Style when it hit. I feel like that was, that's a moment everyone remembers. It was fun. Mm-hmm. I had fun with it. Itjima, Keith Ape, I think was kind of the next thing that definitely like majorly primed me for this.
True.
And that was a monster on the internet underground for a minute there, man.
That was right after the OG Mako period.
So yeah, I mean, like, and that's naturally... like, that just like, I feel like that was really the sleeper that's kind of just been waiting in the back of my brain, like on hold for something else to like latch onto. And then yeah, that hit. And then I was like, I really am into 50/50. And then we don't need to talk about that's not a thing anymore. Lawsuits have happened. Things just, things happen. It sucks. Hope everyone's all right. Anyway.
Damn.
Yeah. And then I just like kind of kept
those CDs have to be worth like $1 trillion.
I mean, I've got, I have a copy of all of them. But yeah, like that just kind of opened a little rabbit hole, and I kept being like, I'll just check out one more thing, I'll check and then just, this is all cool. And like, I think I've rubber banded back from being like, I had a minute where like, it's all good, all of it's incredible. Like, no, that's never the case. Never ever. But I've come back down. I have my two or three groups that I cherish very deeply and will follow for quite a while. And you know, it's kind of like, it's like wrestling to me now, basically. That's kind of how I like have come to terms with it, in terms of like, it seems like the way that most other people that I spend my time talking to will also just break into talking about wrestling in a way where I'm just like, why are you talking about this, as if I have the foggiest idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do with this. And I mean, hey, even then, like, at least I have a little bit of a... I watched wrestling when I was 8, so at least if someone makes a reference to the Stinger Splash, I'm like, hey, I know that. But, not really hip to what... Don't come to the Discord to talk wrestling. There's 10,000 other podcasts out there for that. We're not... That's not us.
We can talk about it. We just won't know what to say, so we won't say anything.
I will say what I just said. Yeah. I will say I love the Stinger Splash.
Also, fun fact, I had to explain what that Mormon thing is where they like rock the bed or whatever.
Oh, soaking.
Yeah, I had to explain that to someone, and they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like,
well, it's
a real
two
thing,
things.
Apparently.
Yeah. Soaking is stage one, and then jump humping is stage two. Which, if you're not aware, so let's just explain it. Why not?
I've never heard of jump humping, so here we go.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So soaking is how, so like, I still, Okay, so if you didn't grow up religious, all of this is going to be completely psychotic. But we, why did I say we? So, like, when I was younger, you know, like, you come up with, as a young, very religious upbringing type person, you come up with, like, workarounds and loopholes for sexual things where it's, like, you know, like, I think the Family Guy joke where it's, like, well, if it's in the ear, there's nothing about it being in the ear, so that's, like, completely fine.
I can't believe you just
fine.
Said, like, the Family Guy joke.
I know, but it's, look, I've been on my Family Guy apologism shit for a while. You already knew what the fuck was going on. But anyway, so soaking is how Mormons get around the whole premarital sex thing, because I guess it's like, if no one moves, if you're just stock still, but it's in there somehow, I guess it's fine. I guess somehow.
This has to get clicked out. I don't know if we can talk about this. I don't know if we can talk about it.
And then the jump pumping thing is like, so no one that's involved in the coitus is being active because you have a third member of the party who's just jumping up and down on the bed. And then so you're not doing it. It's a third person causing the commotion that's making the... You see what I'm saying?
I think I can
mechanically speaking
both of them together into one single act, which is
so. No, it requires more people. The more, yeah, you're roping more people in.
If I'm editing this,
the deeper
this is getting cut. I'm not leaving. This can't stay. This won't stand.